Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nazir Mem Vav. We are holding on Mem Hayom Debez at the Mishnah, which is on line 5 from the bottom of the Amid. So the Nazir completed his 30 days, he brought his karbanos, he has his shlamim already shechted, the dam was applied to the Mizbeach, and he's cooking the shlamim, he has his haircut, hair thrown into the fire beneath the pot, as we learned yesterday. So he's cooking up his shlamim, or overcooking it, different method. What happens next? Hakoyin noitel es hazroya, b'shelo min ha'ayl. So the shlamim was a ram, an ayl. The kohen would take off his trumas, his portion, so to speak, which was zroya, the upper section of the forearm, the cooked zroya. He would take it out of the pot together with two other items, two breads, v'chala matzah achas min asal, from the basket of the bread. He would take one of the chalos matzah, one type of bread, or a kik matzah achas, another type, some sort of wafer. So a different, slightly different variation, one of each. Right? He would take one of each type of breads, together with the zroya b'shela. And what does he do with these items? V'noisin al kapi ha-nazir, places them on the hands of the nazir, u'menifan, and he does tenufa. So he would wave it back and forth, up and down, the mitzvah of tenufa. That was it. V'achakach, after this process, the nazir gets the green light to go back to civilization. We can drink wine and become tummy to mason once again. Taisus points out this Tanakam that only gives the Nazir the green light after he completes the entire process, including the Tanufa, reflects Shitas Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara. Well, the Pasuk says, Va'achar Yishta Nazir Yain. This is the Pasuk, you know, after describing everything that's done, including the tenufa. It says afterwards he goes back to drinking wine. Is a reference to the entire process. All those steps have to be taken to give him the green light. That's Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, which is reflected in the beginning of our Mishnah. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer says, not necessary. Sure, you do all these things, but they don't hold him back from drinking wine. Rabbi Shimon Omer kivish in Israel, all of Echad min Adam, and once the dam, the blood of one of the karbanos, gets applied to the mizbeach, that's it. Hutar ha-nazir, that gives him the green light, lishtes yayin, to drink wine. He's back to normal. Lishtes b'yayin, ultam ha-lameis. Tanur ha-banon, here's the braisa. At the culmination of all these steps, the pasuk says, va'achar yishta ha-nazir yayin, after which the nazir drinks wine. We learn from here, literally, achar ha-masim kulan, divir ha-belezer, kondir ha-belezer. At the conclusion of the entire process, he gets his green light. V'chacham, I mean, they disagree. They say the word achar is limited to one thing, achar ma'ase yechidi, which basically means the zrika of one of the karbonis, that gives him the green light, go drink wine, go do everything you need to do. My tamei de rabbanon, how do we understand the rabbanon? Because on the surface, V'achar yishta is a reference to the entire process. The answer is, we have a gzeira shava, which changes our perception. Ksiv hocha, v'achar yishta nazir yayin. In our pasuk it says, after this process, achar, the nazir goes ahead and drinks his wine. Uksiv hasan. We have the other pasuk which says, that he'll do the tenufa when achar his galcha is nizra, after he shaves off his, you know, his hair. So just like over there, the word achar is simply a reference to one activity, haircutting. Ma'asam achar means ma'asi yechidi. Afkan achar ma'asi yechidi, here as well. When it says afterwards, achar, he will go drink his wine, it's simply a reference to one ma'asa, which is the zrikas adam of one carbon. You don't need any more to give him the green light. Asks the Gemara, one second. Perhaps your definition is erroneous. Eimo ad ikatarvayu. Perhaps the word achar, in the pasuk of achar, his galcha is nizra, telling us when to do the tenufa after giluach, is not simply referring to one activity, to the giluach. Remember, the giluach took place after the carbon. So maybe it's all those multiple activities. So the tenufa is after the giluach, which is after the karba. It's here as well. When it says va'achar ishtar nazar yayin, it means after everything is done. Eima adikatar vayu. Yachig zeru shavalami. Because that would be the definition of the word achar, then we don't need a gzera shav. It's just this, you know, this, the plain simple meaning of the psukim. So the gzera shav would be extra. The fact that we know there's a gzera shav, we got a kabbalah, there's a gzera shav to use these words. So apparently, there's a chiddush here. It's coming to redefine and explain that although on the surface it would appear that achar yishta nazir yayin means after everything is done. No. It means achar masi yechidi. Just like achar is galchi means achar masi yechidi, and therefore the Rabbanan say, after zrika of one carbon, you're free to go drink wine and become tamil mason. Amar rav tenufa benazir ma'akev. You should know the mitzvah of tenufa, although typically in a regular carbon, it doesn't really hold back the kashrus of carbon. It's not critical. It's a mitzvah. The Gemara calls it shiari mitzvah. It's like the leftovers, like residual mitzvah. It makes it a mitzvah mina mufchar, but it's not critical to the kashrus of the carbon. But here by nazir it is. One second. Aliba de man. Whose shita are we referencing? Ilei maliba de rabbanon. Are we following shita's rabbanon? That can't be. Look, even tiglachas, haircutting, which is on the person, on the nazir. Still, Amri Rabbanu Lema Akva, Rabbanu tell us, it doesn't hold him back from drinking wine. As soon as he's makar the carbon, he's good to go. It's not miyakiv. Tenufa mebaya. Of course, goes without saying that tenufa is not miyakiv. El alibad Rabbi Lezer. Oh, it must be that Rav is following Rabbi Lezer. And telling us that tenufa is mi'akev. Well, pshita, obviously, Hamar Beleza, Acha Masim Kulim. Reza clearly tells us that Nazar is not free to go unless he finishes everything, including the tenufa. So it's the chiddush of Rav. Yes, there is a chiddush. Perhaps tenufa is not as important as everything else. Ma'od Tema, perhaps I would say, Kiva Dilin in Kapara. Since when it comes to, you know, the success of the carbon, Shiare Mitzvah, it's called Shiare Mitzvah. It's not the actual mitzvah. It's not mi'akev Kapara. Usually it's not mi'akev. Hachanamele ta'akiv here as well. It's not going to hold him back from drinking wine. Kamashmon, the chiddush is, yes. That it is mi'akiv. The Farshim bring the Gemara Menachas. It says the word Toiras and Kenyas, Kenyasa. It's a special pasuk. And although typically the tenufa does not stand in the way of the kashrus, here it would. Here it would hold him back from the Heter of Shtiyas Yayin. Asks the Gemara, really? Umi Ma'akva, can you suggest that Tenufa is Mi'akiv, according to Shitas Rabbi Lezer? Vatanya, listen to this brice. Pasuk says, Zois Toiras Hanozer. Toira means, it's all equal. This is the way it is. All Nazirim follow the same Toira, the same system. The brice tells us, this means, Bein Sheyesh Le'Kapayim, so although tenufa requires hands, right, as we learned in the Mishnah, so whether the nazir has hands or loyalenu does not have hands, he can go through the process of nazirus and, you know, go back home and drink wine. It would seem that the brisa here is comparing the have not to the have yet to the yes have. The one who can't do it is equal to the one who could do it. Which basically means the inability to do tenufa doesn't stand in his way. He has no hands to do tenufa. It doesn't matter. Zoyis teres hanazir. We treat him the same as a fellow who can do tenufa. Apparently it's not miyakiv. It's not critical. So the Gemara at this point figures that teras which indicates one single solitary, you know, consistent system for all individuals in all situations, is comparing the one who is unable to do it and saying, you're okay, just like the fellow who is able to do it. We don't hold it against you. So we go this way, go Lekula. The more now we'll switch it. Really? Velo Desanya. Well, if that's what Tiras means, what about the next price? Joseph focuses on the word Tiras and seems to tell us the other way around. That just like the fellow who can do it is meant to do it, it is critical. The one who can't has a problem. He's compared to the one who can do it. The one who can do it sets the standards. Well, the son is Zayis Teres HaNasir regarding a haircut. What if he has no hair? He's bald. Ben Sheyesh Le-Nasir, whether he has hair, and he could be a successful Nazir, he can do the Teglachas Mitzvah at the end of the Nazir. Ben Sheyesh Le-Nasir, whether he has no hair, whether he's bald. So one second, according to you, it would seem that the Torah is telling you, Lekula, HaChanamid Le-Ma'akva, it's not Me'akav, right? We're going to compare the one who's unable to the one who is. We're going to compare the one who is able to the one who is unable. Basically, it doesn't matter. Right? So, according to you, a fellow who cannot do a teglachas, he's bald. Doesn't matter. Zayis Teres HaNasir, whether he has hair or he doesn't have hair, it's okay. But that's not true. Listen to this, Bryce. Which clearly tells us that in all situations you have to do some, you have to go through this process. There's no exemptions. V'atani, nozer memurat, you have a nozer who's bald, has no hair to cut. V'shami emrim, ein itzorach laver taral reishai. He need not pass a razor over his head, meaning there's no hair to cut, there's no point in running the razor over his head. He's exempt. Ube silu laimrim, tzarech lahaver, tar al reisha. He needs to do that. Although he can't actually cut hair, he has no hair to cut. But he has to go through the motion of putting the tar over his head. V'amar Ravina, Ravina comes and explains. What Beis Shammai say? There's no need. They're not giving him a free pass. Just the opposite. He can't. May in a tzarech Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say in a tzarech, in a tzarech in l'takana. That's what it means. He can't, there's no need to do, there's no point, no purpose. And therefore he's stuck. He has no way out of the Naziris. Holy Beisil, Yesh L'Takana. Apparently, that's how you learn Beis Shammai. There's no way out. Beisil who disagree are telling you, there is a way out. Basically, you can run the tar over your head even though you have no hair. You go through the motion, the process of Mahavoras Tar Orisha, that's enough. So what do we see from here? That a fellow who's unable to go through the steps, he has no hair to cut. He still has to do something. He has to be ma'avir tar or reshe. And that's what the Braisa meant when it says, Zoyis teres ha-nazir. Ben sheyesh lo ser. If he has hair, do the haircut. Ben sheyesh lo ser. He has no hair. He has to do havaras tar like Bisilo. So basically, you see that every step of the process is crucial. If you can't do it, you know, one way, you have to do it a different way. So it is me'akev. So Tiras is not lekula. It's not saying, well, if you're unable, leave it alone. It's the opposite. Just like a fellow can do it properly, it's meant to do it properly, you should do it in your way. And likewise, when it comes to tenuf, let's go back to the top of the Amud. Bryce had learned from Zayis Teres HaNasir. Whether he has the hands, Ben Sheish Le Kapayim for the Tenufa, Ben Sheim Le Kapayim for the Tenufa, he can't do it. What happens there? So instead of learning that it's, oh, it's not crucial, leave it alone. No, it's the opposite. If he has hands, he has to shake it with his hands. If he has no hands, well then, the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara means, put it on the Zroi, on the upper arm. That's also a way to do Tenufa. So whatever it is, it's critical. It's crucial. Tenufa is crucial. Tiglachas is crucial. Do it in whichever way you could. So Rav, who tells us Tenufa is me'akev, it works. At least according to Rabbi Lezer, who says everything in the system there has to be done to allow him to drink wine, including terufa. As we say that, yes, he's supposed to do it in any which way you could do. One more thing, says the Gemara, v'hainu d'rapatas. This interpretation of Ravina, back to the hair cutting. He has no hair to cut. Beis Shammai say, leave it alone. Ein li takana, there's no way out. He'll always be a nazir. V'hainu d'rapatas. This fits well with Rapatas' interpretation of the Shitas Beis Shammai as well. The Rapatas. Rapatas tells us that Beis Shammai, Shitas Beis Shammai, tell us, you know, that there is no point in running the tar over his hair. For Rabbi Lezer, Ashita's Rabbi Lezer, Omer Dover Echa, they're both on the same track. My Rabbi Lezer, what is Rabbi Lezer? The Sanya Ein Loi Boyin Yad V'Regel. Basically, Rabbi Lezer is telling you, if you can't do it properly, if you can't follow the directive, the way it's written in the Torah, then there's no way you can do it. We can't improvise. So just as Beis Shammai tell us, the din of taglachas can only be fulfilled with hair, otherwise forget about it, and you're stuck. Fits well with Rabbi Lezer. He's speaking about a metzora. The process of the metzora involves putting the dam of his carbon on his thumb and his big toe. What if a fellow lo yalenu is missing those limbs? The sanya ein li boyin yad v'regli has no thumb or toe. He has no way to become tar. You can't follow instructions. You can't fulfill the directive of the psukim. You're stuck. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer and Beis Shammai work on the same track. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Aimi Anachin al Makoyim v'yatza. Put it, you know, near the thumb, near the. That's okay. If you can't do it on the right hand, put it on the left side. So basically, Rabbi Lezer says if you can't follow the way it's meant to be, you're stuck. Fits with Beis Shammai, who say the same thing regarding the Nazir's haircutting. So basically, according to this version of the Gemara, Rav was Machadish, Trufa is Ma'akiv, at least according to Rabbi Lezer. And the fact that it says Zos Teres HaNazir, which the Gemara says refers to a fellow who is missing his hands, is actually telling him to do it, at least in an improvised way. Because in fact, Trufa is very important. Continues the Gemara. There's another version of Rav. Amar Rav. Tnufa benazir ma'akeves, right? So Tnufa is ma'akev by a nazir. And the question was, Elibid Amman. Whose shita, you know, is he going with? Ilim alibid Rabbi Lezer. Is it Rabbi Lezer? Oh, shita, of course. Amar Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer told us. Every step of the system is important. Achar masam kulam. He's only mutter b'yayin if he does everything, including the Tnufa. El alibid Rabban. Okay, so perhaps Rav is being mechalesh. It even coins the Rabban, for some reason, you know, the Tnufa is critical to the kashrus of his karbanos. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? Hashti yishleima tiklachas amin Rabban le'ma'akva. How could you say that? Because even haircutting, coins the Rabban, is not me'akiv. As long as you bring one carbon, you're good. Even tiklachas doesn't hold him back from drinking wine. Tnufa mebaya. Goes without saying. Of course, Tnufa, which is only sort of a side, you know, a secondary feature. It's not on the person himself. Do we need to even speak about that? Of course it's not Miyakiv. Now the Gemara will ask on this notion. So before we were asking, well, how can you say it's Miyakiv? Now we're going to go the other way. Really? It's not Miyakiv? It's not critical? Umi loy Miyakiv? You mean Tnufa is not so important? Vatan, you listen to this Brisa. Zeis Teres HaNazir. So the Pasuk packages all situations as one. There's one single process for all nazirim. Bein she'esh lo kapayim, bein she'en lo kapayim, whether or not he has hands, tenufa is crucial. See here, we see that a person is unable, can't go through the process, he's not yetze, and he can't go back to normal, he's not mutter b'yayin. So we see that it is ma'akiv. Really, says the Gemara? You have to follow the instructions literally, and if he can't do it, it's not Yetze. Vela Dasanya. Listen to the next Brice regarding a haircut. Zayis Teres HaNazir. We learned from the word Teras. Bein She'esh Li Ser, whether he has hair to cut. Bein She'en Li Ser, whether he's bald, he has no hair to cut. Right? So it would seem that we're comparing the two things. And here as well, we're going to say, Hachinami de Ma'akva. Do you mean to say that it's Mi'akiv? Hair cutting is crucial. And if he has no hair, he can't get out of his Nzirus. We can't improvise. You can't just like run the razor over his head. V'hatan, you have a brisa that according to Beis Hillel, it's okay. Nazir Memurat, you have a Nazir with that hair. B'sham Erim, ain't it sort of lavatar? Al Roshi, there's no need to run the razor over his head. U'Beis Hillel, Erim Tzarach, he does have to. So it's clear that even according to Beis Hillel, there's a way out. At least just do this thing, run the razor over his head, and you're good to go. So actual Taglachas is not critical. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the Pshat. Omar Rabbi Avina, by the way, Rabbi Avina was Ravina. Ravina is short for Rabbi Avina. The same thing with Rabba. Rabba is really Rab Abba. So say the Mefarshim. This is Rashbam and Baba Basra and Dal. Interesting. So Rabbi Avina is the same as Ravina before. No. My Tzarech Lebeis Hillel. When Beis Hillel say he needs, it means to say, I wish he can do it. I wish he can cut his hair. He has no hair. Tzarech, he has to take a haircut. That's the only thing he can do. There's no other improvisation. You can't improvise. You can't just run the razor over his head. Tzarech ve'en le'takana, because he needs a haircut, this fellow has no solution. So it's clear that a fellow who's unable to either take a haircut or do the tnufa, he's stuck. So this supports this notion that we had, that even according to Rabbanan, perhaps, these things are critical. These things have to be done. So according to Beis Hillel, it's critical. Beis Shammah, interestingly enough, according to Beis Shammah, here they're makel, yesh l'takana, there is a way out, there is a solution. Just run the razor over his head, even without actually cutting any hair, because there's no hair to cut. Upligad Rabdas, actually, this version of Ravina disagrees with Rabdas. Rabdas was the one who told us before that according to Beis Shammah and Rabbi Elazar, there's no way to improvise. Either you follow the instructions as per the psukim, or you're stuck. And according to this approach, Beis Shammah, the ones who say Yesh HaTakana, there's another solution. Just run the razor over your head, do a motion, a Teglachas motion. That's not going to be like Shetash Rabbi Elazar, who says that by the Metzera over there, unless you actually have the hand and the thumb, you can't, there's no way out. So the question of how, what the Gemara meant in conclusion, is it that Rav in the second Lashon actually held that according to the Rabbanan Tnufa's Ma'akev, or perhaps no, it's back to Rabbi Elazar. We were just trying to disprove our notion that, we can't, these things can't be Ma'akev. Well, we see that it is. It is critical that these things be done. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's actually Rabbi Elazar. Only Rabbi Elazar is going to say that, according to Rabbanan, it's important you do it. You don't just give up. If you have no way to do it properly, you improvise. But it's Rabbi Elazar who's the one who says that really things are mi'akev, as per the previous sugya, achar kolam masam kulam, including the tenufa, which is necessary to give him the green light to go back to civilization. Continues the mission. Gilach ala zevach v'nimtza pasl. Okay, this fellow Nazitar brings his karbanes. Turns out, brought the carbon, thinking that it was kosher, he did the haircut. Turns out the carbon was pasul. Too bad. Tiglach pesula uzvach of le'ilve. Unfortunately, he relied on the carbon which was pasul, so the tiglachas is sort of canceled. He has to redo 30 days and restart the process again. He has no karbanis, he has no tiglachas. Gilach halachatash le'lishma. Now we know that all karbanis, aside from very few, like a chatas, that's an exception. In the case of shaloi lishma, he brings a carbon, oila, and he has in mind, shlamim. It's still okay. The carbon is kasha, although it doesn't count, to his credit. He has to redo it. A fellow was chayiv to bring an oila, and he brings a shaloi lishma, the carbon is kasha, but it doesn't really count for him. He has to redo it. A chatas is an exception. We learn from a pasuk and zvachim. It has to be done with Shema. Otherwise, if he deviates, he has something else in mind, carbon not possible. So this fellow brought a chatos, gilach alachatos, after which he did the giluach. But it turns out that it was shaloi l'shma. Right? So he had his chatos brought, he did his giluach thinking that it was an okay carbon, but it wasn't. And then he brought the rest of the karbonis. V'achakach hevi karbonis of l'shma, he brought them properly. What happens now? Tiglachte psula, uzvachav le'ololoi. He's back in the same boat. Because he relied on the chatas. His chatas turned out to be possible. He has to redo the whole system. New karbonis. Wait another 30 days. The whole system again. But that's because it was a chatas. And a chatas, shlo lishma, is possible. But this wouldn't be an issue by the oyla and the shlomim. Gilach ala oyla shlomim shlo lishma. He brought the oyla shlo lishma, did giluach. V'achagach hevi karbonis lishma, after which he brought the other karbonis properly. So here, actually, there's a shaila. Machlekes. Tanakama maintains the same halacha as before. Tiglach taypsulo, his haircut is puzzle. Uzvachav la'oloi, his karbonis don't count. He has to redo everything. You know why? Because as we explained before, even by an oil and a shlamim, where shaloi l'shma does not invalidate the carbon. However, it doesn't count as his carbon. It's not... He's not yaitzeh with it. It's a kasher carbon, but as a nazir who was meant to bring these karbonis, he was not yaitzeh. He did not satisfy his obligations. In which case, it does not facilitate tiglachas. So according to Tanakama, tiglachas can only be done when it's a carbon that counts for nazirus. Shlo lishma does not fit that bill. He has to redo everything. Reb Shimon disagrees. A carbon is a carbon is a carbon. Fact is, it's kosher. Reb Shimon Omer, Oisei Azevach Lo'ololoi. It's true. He had three carbonis, right? The first one was brought, Shelo Gashma, then he did the Tekalachas. Okay, so the first carbon is kosher, but it's Lo'ololoi. It doesn't count. It's not. He didn't satisfy his obligation. He has to redo it. But, at the end of the day, it's still kosher. So the Tekalachas counts. Aval Shah Zvacham Oloi, but the rest, you know, the other two karbonis, which were Lashma, of course they count for him. And therefore says Rav Shimon, the only thing he has to redo is that first carbon, but his haircut's okay and the other karbonis are okay. Concludes the Mishnah, Vim Gilach Al Shloshtan. Suppose this fellow took, you know, extra precaution. He had all three karbonis to bring and he brought them all and then wasn't taking chances. Then he did the Tiglachas. It turns out, you know, he was lucky. One of them was okay. Lucky fellow. So in this case, he's been saved. Because he waited patiently. He brought one, another one. Then did Teglachas. Turns out two were problematic. One was okay. He's still good. And then he completes, you know, the missing karbanis. Amar of Adabarava. Zoysa Emeris. The fact that Reb Shimon says, in the case of Shaloi Lishma, where the carbon is kosher, it doesn't count as fulfillment of his obligation. Hutaglach is done. In relation to that carbon, it's still okay. Zoyis Ameris, this tells us something about Rav Shimon's Shita. Except Rav Shimon holds, Nazar Shigileach al Shalmi Nadav Yatsa. Even if a Nazar brings just a regular random Shlomim, a donation, unrelated to the Nazirus, and decides to cut his hair together with that carbon, it's okay. Just like an Alma Mishnah. A Shlomim Shloi Lishma is kosher, but it's like a Shalmi Nedav. It doesn't count for the Nazirus. The Glachas is okay. My timer, where's Rav Shimon coming from? Damakro, look at the Pasuk. V'nasin ala esh ashatachas zevach ha-shlomim. He cuts his hair, places it in the fire beneath the pot, cooking the Shlomim. Zevach ha-shlomim. Any Shlomim. Lekos of al-shlomo, but it doesn't say his personal, another Shlomim. Apparently, any Shlomim works. And his yates. Okay, so in summation, the nazir will bring three karbonis, the chatas, the elul, the shlomim. Question is, when is he mutter to go back and drink wine and become tummy? According to Blazer, after the whole process is done, according to Chachamim, zrika of one carbon is enough. Rav added tenufa as well. at least according to Rabbi Lezer, that's critical before he goes back to a regular life. What about a korban which turned out to be pasul? Doesn't count, and his taglach is done on that on behalf of that korban, on account of that korban, doesn't count either. He has to redo everything. What about a oilo shlam shlegushma, which on the one hand is kosher, but it doesn't count towards his nazirus? Taglach is done on account of that korban, according to Tanakam, is invalid. Consider upshimon based on a pasuk. In this case, it works as well. All the best to you. Hatzlach Rava and Besuris Tavis.